So, yeah, I went to school in South Florida, Broward County, which I think is no longer, like, the second worst in the country, but it's still down there somewhere. But it's close, yeah. So I immigrated to the U.S. when I was 5, and when my mom, and I have an older brother, who came to the U.S. in middle school, which we all know is, like, this, like, hellish pit of hormones. So to be, like, this, like, immigrant, non-English-speaking kid, I can only imagine what he went through. But when my mom, like, came to, we originally lived in North Miami before moving into Broward County. When my mom saw my brother's high school, she cried, or middle school, she cried, because it just was so depressing to her, seeing where my brother would have to go to school, and he got, like, beat up, on a daily basis for being Haitian, even though he was Dominican. So we moved to Broward County and to this town called Plantation. I know, but it was like this. But it was this like white suburb that was like relatively well off. And, you know, I got lucky and I went to these schools that were, like, fairly good, and I had teachers early on that mostly believed in me, and so that's where I saw the advantage. But what I think about my public school experience, I always think of what my brother, my older brother went through, and then what my younger brother ended up going through, and then what my sister and I ended up going through. And I see a lot of stuff going on there, so the fact that I'm, like, the lightest skinned in my family compared to my brothers, the fact that I'm a girl and I was socialized in a certain way versus the way that they were socialized, and the ways that my sister and then I, following her example, kind of learned how to hustle through the system to get us to where we ended up. We ended up going to these Ivy League schools and being all these successful girls, but my younger brother didn't finish high school and had to do an alternative program, and my older brother just barely scraped by, and I think about how different our experiences were and how in a lot of ways my brothers were criminalized and a lot of assumptions, some I mentioned assumptions that were made by what you look like and the assumptions that were made about my brothers and my little brother being pulled out of schools and going to Catholic school, and that was even worse. Everything that went wrong in the school was his fault. Him and his friend, who's this, like, little troublemaker kid. And it's just, that's what strikes me the most. And then I think some of us spoke to us, I think, and I don't want to speak for everyone because I know that's not the case for everyone, but when you're in that system and you're younger, you don't see those structural things that are at work that are influencing what your everyday experiences are like, so you just see them for what they are, and it's hard to connect that to that history and to the structures that are shaping what you're experiencing. But in the retrospective, being able to look back and think about that it was a hustle for me and my sister, and I still had the teacher that wouldn't put me on the gifted track because I talked too much. Or because I was what I was, and then having to like, kind of fight in high school to assert that I could be in certain classes, and then I was like one of the few people of color in those classes, and that I could do well in them, and having a lot of assumptions made about me. And then when I finally did get into a school, people saying, "Oh, it's just because she's Hispanic," and all these other things happening. And when I was a really resilient kid, and you don't think about that, you just think, "Like, ha, I'm showing them like what I can do," and then you get up there and you. And you start learning. I got to college and started learning, getting the language around like what are the structures that were at play and what were the systems that were at play, and that you're like a piece in this larger thing that's happening. And so I think about my brothers and what their experiences were like and what me and my sister were able to get out. And I think that's the most sobering reality, that we came from the exact same household, had the same parents, but we ended up on these really, really different tracks.